Well, my name is Zona Lone's Arrow now. Everybody roamed this country. It was theirs. Tonkashina Wakantaka gave, he put us, created us and put us on this turtle island to take care of this earth so that it will replenish and we would benefit. They follow the herds of the buffalo, the deer, antelope, whatever. They were meat-eating people, so, and then herbs, too. They used the herbs as medicine. We go out and hunt, and in the fall, in the, about August and September, October, they go hunting. They bring all the meat they can. They use everything on a buffalo. They make the robes. They leave the hair on one side. They scrape the fur off, and they make tents out of, teepees out of them for the winter. And so that's what they go out hunting for. They use it for meat. And if you're not a good worker as a woman, your people are going to go hungry. But you got to learn to store, dry it and store. They dry the meat and they dry everything. Why? Because we are a people that travels, you know. We don't just stay in one. If it's dead winter, but we're going to have to move, why? We just roll them up and they're a light to carry. We had to learn to preserve our food and preserve the animal hides, because that's going to be your tent, your living quarters. That's, some of it's going to be your clothing and your footwear, your moccasins, your gloves. Indians made gloves too. And Indian made parka hoods and everything they made out of buckskin, out of the skins of the hides of little creatures like beavers and muskrats and other things. The mothers used to teach them, and you had to learn these things to survive. So, and then the men knew how and when to go out and scout for animals like buffaloes and elk and moose and, you know, different animals they would bring back to feed the people. It was always to feed the whole band, not just you and your family, but the whole band. And they would know how much in the Teoshpais there are, how many people that they have to go hunting for. And they were Isanti women. See, we're taught to raise our children in a nice way, to learn all the things, how to sew, how to tan, how to cut things and make things, you know, for their family, in their, for their clothing and their shoes. And they taught them how to make ropes out of hides, and they tanned the hides, how to make teepees. And they taught them how to pick the wood, you know. Every tree has its own name, and they taught them that. And because sometimes you cut a tree down or you get some wood from that tree, it won't burn right away. Some they burn for a long time. They use that for the winter to keep it warm, you know. And they taught them how to make a teepee, how to warm it and keep the warmth inside of the teepee, how to stake them down, how to bank them on the sides, you know, for the winter time. They put ground or earth around, then the snow covers up, then it's warm in there. There's no air coming out. So they had to know these things in order to survive. Our grandparents taught us these things so we can survive. I was a little girl. I lived with her in a tent by the porcupine, this the Cannonball River. We used to live close to the river, in a wigwam or in a tent. And my grandfather was a sheep herder, so we would keep warm, you know. And at nighttime, she'd be listening, no owls. Well, then she'll tell me these things. Tell me things, how to get along, what she did. And in the mornings, she would pray. She gets me up early, maybe when that morning star is coming up, she'll take me outside. Hiutakuja, wachunkinkta, she'll say. Koyana, she's a isanti, so hurry up. She would be out there with her hands up praying. She gets done while she washes her hands with snow, her face, everything comes in and she wipe up. She tell me to do it, so I do it. Whatever she tells me to do.